Evening, folks. It is February 19, 6 p.m. I call this meeting of the National Airport Authority Board of Directors in order. Roll call, please.
Chairman Woods.
Present.
Vice Chairman Law.
Here.
Treasurer Heath.
Here.
Director Duquette.
Here.
Okay. Public input. Do we have any public input items for tonight's agenda? Okay, I guess not. Before I move on with regular business, some of you folks may have noticed that Bob Scheifel is here tonight. And, for people that don't know, Bob was, our most recently retired director. So I want to thank Bob, for your service to the airport. And
I just wanted to know I miss it. I really do. I miss you all.
Well, we miss you too, Bob.
You're welcome to come back.
I mean, you have to mention the mayor,
I guess. Yeah. Don't you get a vote until somebody replaces you?
Actually, that's exactly the way they do it. City Hall called me and they said, you can't be replaced until you tell the mayor that you're not going to continue. So I did send them a message, but I don't know why he wants them. Told them out. So. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. We always value your input. You've been a great addition to the board. So really appreciate working with you. So, minutes. For approval of the NAA public minutes of January 15, 2020.
Put forth the motion to approve the minutes from January 15, 2020.
Okay, David seconds. Discussion around the minutes? Okay, all those in favor of approving the minutes of January 15, 2020? Aye. Any opposed? Okay, that's carried. So, Mr. Secretary. Communication,
I'm sorry,
Treasurer's Report.
I have to talk. Everything is great. End of report. We did get the request of Brian Law, which is, I like the format, more of a comparative format. Basically, compares the same period of time last year. So this year, we're going to show some of the variances of both the balance sheet and the income statement, not only variances to, so now we have variances to budget, we also have variances to actually what happened last year, which helps highlight some of the seasonality of our business, or not, or actually prove out the seasonality of the business, where the items pretty much flows very similarly from year to year. So, again, I went through this with this format, not a lot of issues. We're still tracking to budget. We have a little bit of shortfall this in January. That's to be expected. That was part of the budget. So, everything is, we're now 7 months into the year. And there's not a lot of surprises that I was able to see. And Susan didn't tell me about any, so I'm assuming there are none. Mm-hmm. For the recording, this room looks like a TV ward. It looks like the Chinese ship out in the middle of the ocean. Everybody's got a mask. They're just craziness. Look how dedicated these other people, both the people of the airport and the floor.
Brian, is this working? The raised shoulder?
I hope so.
It will be. Yeah. So, the budget, the revenue was a bit of a shortfall for the month.
That seems to be because we didn't have storms plowing.
Yeah, we need more snow so we can charge people more.
I was just curious.
Did I say that out loud?
How you were planning to handle that in the budget for next year? Maybe we kind of...
Well, we can't...
Reduce our expectations, maybe?
Well, you never know. Next year, we could get buried.
Well, I take it... I take the average of the previous 5 years.
Oh, there you go.
And how many storms that is the average of the number of storms is how I come up with the budget.
That makes too much sense.
I know.
It was 11, wasn't it?
There's 11 storms.
11 storms average. Yeah,
it's our average.
West.
Yeah, I'm curious as to how many storms you have as an average.
11.
Interesting. My stepson, who ran the landscape business, planned on 12.
Yeah.
So that's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, with that, I will move to approve the Treasurer's Report in January 2020, the 2020 financial statement subject to audit. Second. Any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion carries. And looks like we received
It should be right after those graphs, the jet fuel flows.
Oh.
And they're two-sided.
Right. Okay. So the first one on the agenda is for this one here. Okay. We read this in last month.
No, this is a new request, and we'll address that. We'll address the actual request under new business.
All right, I'll go ahead and just read for the record. So this is subject matter is renewal of land leases from System Infinity. Dear Chairman Woods and Manager Lynch, Board of Properties is requesting time during the February meeting, National Airport Authority, to discuss the renewal of land leases associated with lots E-1503, E-1506, and E-1507. While we do understand that these leases are not due for renewal at this time, our request comes with good reasoning for both our organization and the National Airport. For several months now, we've been working on plans to renovate and rehabilitate our existing buildings, as well as add additional equipment and facilities to improve the services that we offer the airport users. In order to realize our vision, we have solicited the help of a commercial lender and subsequently been approved pending renewals of these land leases. We therefore respectfully request a renewal to the aforementioned leases under the original terms, granting an initial 20-year lease with one renewal to be granted under the same terms, followed by a second renewal under terms to be negotiated. Although it's not my intention to place undue pressure on the board for decision, time is of the essence in this matter. I look forward to discussing this matter in person and keeping your integrity on zero.
We asked the National Corporation Council to take a look at the lease language for 1459, and those are his comments.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and read this in the record. So this is from Stephen A. Bolton, Corporation Counsel, subject to the letter just read. Since I understand it, Ward Kokano...
Correction, Joe. It's to 1459, 109 perimeter.
The Bolton letter is to the letter from the last month.
Okay. This is... We're 1459.
Yeah.
So,
do we
have one?
Yeah, hangar 109. Not to the...
I think you're going to find that it is, but... It's just going to
right.
The letter was in last month's packet.
Right. Got it.
And this is.
Does anybody want me to read it?
Go ahead.
Okay. So, for this again, for Corporation Council, I understand. Ford Kokano 2 has proposed to extend its existing land lease, which is due to expire May 2024. And again, this is specifically addressing a separate property, but germane to the overall lease question. for an additional 20 years and an optional further 20 years. We'll get to your specific one next. I further understand that concerns have been expressed regarding the continued viability of the original lease form. I reviewed the original lease document, and again, we should just consider this in the vein of all leases regarding the receiving. And I am satisfied that it contains all essential provisions required by the Federal Aviation Administration and the New Hampshire Department of Transportation. In fact, those agencies have recently reviewed all of the airport leases and found each satisfactory. This lease, as is common for the aviation leases inside Permanent Road, provides for rent at five cents per square foot escalated by the increase in the cost of living since 1984. You may wish to consider whether this results in current rate, which achieves the authority's objectives. Otherwise, I express no opinion as to the wisdom of the proposed extension. So, we're going to break this down specifically. And the second, that was this one here, right? Then for lease 1459.
Yes, but that wasn't the communication to the airport authority.
Got it. There were two. I think there were two more. Was there one other?
You just did both of them. You read it.
Oh, that was the second.
Yes. Okay. So that brings us to reports. So first up is the tower report. For the month of January, for 2020, 5,875 total operations. That's up 7% of 465 operations from last month. In 2019 versus 2020, is up 2,689 operations, or 64%. So again, the numbers keep increasing, which is what we'd like to see here. That brings us to the airport manager's report.
Okay, standard format here. Recent events, none. Upcoming events, again, we have the commemorative Air Force coming to Nashua in June. The tour will feature a B-29 Superfortress and a consolidated B-24 Liberator. They're planning on arriving Monday, June 8th. And let's see if I can get the dates right. Thanks, Susan, for correcting me on this. Mm-hmm. Show dates will be the 10th of June through the 14th, and they will actually depart Nashua on the 15th. We have another event we just scheduled in the past month, and it's the annual New Hampshire Aviation Museum Barbecue. It'll be held at Hangar 81 facility here at Nashua on Saturday, June 20th. It's a great event. Helps sponsor the New Hampshire Aviation Museum. They do a lot of things with STEM aviation, STEM education, et cetera. Other items of interest, I met again with Matt Caron from Gale Associates and Dan Weeks of Revision Energy, looking into the possibilities of installing a 1 megawatt solar array at the airport. The New Hampshire DOT, Bureau of Aeronautics, Carol Nuola, and Will Stanfield joined us in this meeting. And we've essentially come to the conclusion that there's nowhere on the airport to put this solar array because of our primary surface areas, other safety areas, and it just doesn't fit on our airport the way our airport's laid out. On January 22nd, I met with the City of Nashua Corporate Counsel, Steve Bolton, to solicit his opinion regarding the Hangar 109 lease extensions, and Director Duquette just read his response. And in addition to that, I met with City of Nashua DPW Engineering Department to discuss the widening of Sharon Ave at the Pine Hill Road intersection. As you know, last year, they added a lane in there, but people continue to take our fence out on the corner there because it's still too tight, and they really didn't resolve their traffic problem. So they've come up with a few different proposals. One of them is to add a small island in there so that coming off of Sharon Ave, taking a right onto Pine Hill Road, it would now be a yield lane versus a stop lane, and they would have stop signs at the other three corners of the intersection so that they keep the traffic flowing off of Sharon Ave. And as part of that, they're trying to acquire a sliver of our land on that corner. So I discussed this with Carol Nuola. It's possible this land was purchased with federal grant money, so they would have to actually purchase the land from us through the DOT. And so we're going to keep having discussions about that. Nothing's etched in stone on this yet. They were just asking my opinions on the intersection, et cetera.
A year or so ago, there was a line item on their budget for a stoplight out there. What's the deal there?
That's one of the options. They showed it with stop signs or a stoplight. And the other thing we discussed was the possibility of a roundabout, as they put in other locations in the city. It's a little tight in the intersection. However, I mentioned to them that there's a piece of land on Sharon Ave that's for sale, one lot away from the intersection, and they're going to look into those possibilities of acquiring that, possibly making an offer on the corner where the home is currently exists on that corner. We'll see. Just food for thought for them. So they are working, trying to resolve the traffic issues over there. Director Heath and I met with, I'm sorry, Dave didn't make the meeting. He's not feeling well. I wrote this last week, sorry. I met with Mayor Donches last week to review the Nashua Airport budget. Meeting went fine as expected. Not much to talk about there. He did ask about the solar array, how that project was going, and I informed him of our findings. On February 14th, I had a meeting, which was last Friday, with FAA Regional Administrator Kenneth Knopp here at the airport. He's actually based in Atlantic City, and he was up here on a temporary six-month assignment, and it was, in all honesty, a simple meet and greet. And he just wanted to learn about our airport, and it was actually a fantastic meeting. I told him he's welcome back anytime. He's a pilot. He loves flying all over New England and said he's really enjoyed his stay up here. So it was really nice to meet Mr. Knott from the FAA. That's all. Anybody have any questions?
With regard to potentially selling this sliver of land at the corner of Sharon Ave to the city, you know, logistically, would it be easier, particularly with the FAA, if we could somehow grant them an easement?
I would have to look into that. Okay. But I think the FAA's plan is to sell a piece of it, what Carol mentioned to me the other night. Okay. They would have to purchase it. Okay. It's a very small sliver.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
That brings us to the engineer's report, please.
So we are administering, as of today, one project on behalf of the board. The first project, which has been now closed out, is the design only, the pavement maintenance phase two project. We have prepared the first and final reimbursement request, filed all closeout documentation, and performed all required coordination. So, moving forward, I think this project can be removed from the agenda. Any questions on project number one? Project number two is the construct-only phase of the pavement maintenance project. We have prepared new grant applications and provided all copies to Mr. Chris Lynch for signatures. Once signed, they will be forwarded up to NHDOT for processing and incorporation into this year's block grant. Continental Paving was the low bidder on the project. You may have indicated that they will honor their bid price through August of 2020. Contingent upon the availability of discretionary funds, construction may be scheduled in the summer or fall. At the time this project was scoped, it was not anticipated that we would have to administer a second grant, and that was the rationale for the $7,800 supplemental agreement that would equate to $390 cost to the airport itself, factoring in local share. So actions recommended this month. Please sign and forward the grant application. And again, this was all prepared last week. Chris has given me the signed grant application, so we'll have that execute out in tomorrow's mail. And it's a waiting game to see if and when discretionary funds are Any questions on the Phase 2 project?
So no hints or
indications
regarding...
As we're going over our CIP, the New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics with the FAA has indicated that, well, how did they say it? They said because we are going to be receiving discretionary funds for a project this year, they're having us push off the Taxiway Alpha project 1 year. So I think that's a, pretty much a lead hint that we're moving in the right direction.
Okay, thanks, Nick. So that brings us to committees. We have no outstanding committees at this time. So next up is old business. Solar is the first line item. Is there anything more to be said about that?
No, I pretty much hashed it out. Matt, do you have anything to add to that?
I think you got most of it.
Okay.
Okay, so that brings us up to an item that was tabled from last month. That is the land lease extension for Warfield Condo 2, 109 Bourbon Road. And Peter, do you have a hand up for us?
I do. And these are with sterile hands. So I just want to let you all know.
We do one has to do that.
Make a paper airplane and throw it to Dave.
Discussion by saying we tabled this last month because my recollection is that there was a little bit of confusion about what the condo association was entitled to versus what we had to move on as a board. So we've dug into the paperwork a little bit more, and I hope to provide some answers to some of those questions and get this cleared up. So Peter just handed out addendum 2, and I believe I provided the board members with an electronic copy of this earlier, in the week or at the end of last week. But in a nutshell, the wording as I see it is that War 2 Condo Association is coming to us with a wish to exercise an additional 20-year extension, which was offered to them by the previous, by a previous board. So this particular piece is not something that we as a board need to move on. It was an optional extension that was granted some years ago by a previous iteration of this board. And item 2, if you look at this language here, this additional term shall be subject to renegotiations of all terms and conditions. So that's the piece, that is a piece that we as a board, need to make a motion on. And then, on top of that, and Wes, correct me if I'm straying from the path here, the condo association wishes to have an option to exercise another 20-year lease on top of the one we're going to discuss now. So this is the standard 20 plus 20. The airport, the airport has done this rather traditionally. It's baked into the leases, particularly for the T-hangers, but I think for most of them. It's baked into the original leases. The original term was 20 years. Then the business of the condo association could come back to the board, no later than, not less than 90 days before the natural termination of of the term. Say we're exercising, or we wish to exercise, that option for the second 20, and we're here to talk about terms. And typically, as we've marched along over the course of time since the mid-80s, it's all, when the condo association or business has approached us, it's always been to request 20 plus the option for an additional 20. Does that comport?
Absolutely.
Okay. And does that make sense to you folks? Okay. And does that clear up any confusion from last month?
I think there's three pieces to the lease. There's the term, there's the provisions, and of course there's the rates. I don't think there's anybody in this room that wants to talk about changing the rates.
Right.
Okay, because then you open up a whole can of worms, taking that 5 cents and playing it across every lease on the field, which is a can of worms that I think is just not worth opening. The other thing is, the only thing is that can be looked at as somewhat archaic are the insurance terms. You know, you got language in there about insurance on the minimum coverage. But if there's financing on these things, other things, suddenly the financing is up to speed on things. So they're going to require more coverage than we're going to require. So there's already going to be more insurance on the property than we're going to require anyway in these leases. And plus, it's their building. So if it burns down, it's not a problem. So I guess, the whole idea of taking this thing, the only real question is, why 3 or 4 years ahead of time? And the other part to that is, why not? So I guess if somebody could just weigh in why are we looking? Is there anybody trying to sell something, trying to finance something right now? I know that,
I'll speak to that.
Sure.
We're trying to be proactive.
Sure.
For instance, we have someone else here tonight who's going to talk to a lender, sure. And their lender is concerned about the term of lease. We have had, over the past couple of years, two or three other similar situations.
Mm-hmm.
Every time that happens, I see the sale get delayed a couple of months. You have to come to the board, there's some discussion, maybe you go back to the lender, then you convince the lender to weigh in writing, you come back to the board, finally it's resolved. And you've all bought houses and stuff, and the whole purchase and sale process is a big pain in the ass. And something like that just adds to the heartburn and, drags it out. Now, some of us, every situation is different. So, for instance, if Director Law here goes to the bank, well, he's a very well-known person in the community. His family's been in the business for a very long time. I'm absolutely sure that when Director Law walks into the bank, they greet him with open arms, give him favorable rates. They expedite the process. Now, when I walk into the bank, it's a whole different situation. They smile, they shake my hand. Who is this guy, and why do you want to loan him money? So, the good news is, we are seeing some turnover in the units. The one next to me changed hands. And we want to get ahead of the process and make it easy for those transactions to happen. We believe that's the good of the airport. I'm not aware of any negatives. I would hope that the board, with its existing mission statement, views these kind of transactions as essentially, if there's no negatives, then by default, the vote is in favor.
I'm sure. And, from my perspective, it's like we want you here. We don't want anybody to say, okay, now we want to get out of here in 4 years because we're done with this place. So, in a way, it's good on both sides. You get some certainty, and the airport some certainty as well. So, again, just back to is the rate okay, and is the insurance okay? I'm not suggesting that we need to really address either one at this point. Biggest concern I do have.
A little louder, Dave, for me. I know. We're both in the same boat.
Okay. The only concern I have on insurance is that it is 4 years old. The insurance provisions in the leases are 4 years old.
And our insurance broker sets the rates based on the 40-year-old steel building.
Right, now I understand. So, I don't know what, again, it's not our building, so what do we care?
Well, I think
we're leasing the land.
Right.
And if the building, for instance, became structurally unsound, if somehow the insurance rates went up due to the age of the building, I believe we have the option of actually replacing the building.
Sure.
Since we're just leasing the land.
Exactly. So my point is that I'm just kind of somewhat saying a rhetorical question. Why would the airport authority care if the land, because the building was underinsured? It's not our building.
Right.
So
it's liability insurance.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We already had a private liability on the whole thing.
Yeah, our building's insured. Much to my surprise, our building is insured for $900,000 replacement value.
It's funny, our building, our hangar building, 107, we had it insured for $1 million, and our carrier would no longer insure it that much because they said it wasn't worth that much. So they dropped it to 6-something or 7.
Interesting, because I am relying upon my insurance
to set
the value of that.
Yeah.
So they seem comfortable with that number.
Sure.
If they weren't and it was a lower number, I probably wouldn't object.
So
the steel building is hard to burn down.
So I guess I get the idea that, okay, you're just trying to stay ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
You know, there's no issue there. You know, I don't mind when companies want to stay ahead of the curve and not wait till a panic. Like, oh, my God, we got this fight.
We don't want you to be under pressure.
Sure.
Just like we don't want to be under pressure.
So, you know, after you know, kind of putting some thought into this after the last month or so, and well, I don't have any problem with this.
Thank you.
Can we take a motion?
Sure.
I'm just going to read this as is.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay. So I'm going to put forward a motion. So I hereby move that 1, Warfield Condominium 2 Association, otherwise known as the Association, requests to exercise its option to extend its current lease ending May 31, 2024. For an additional 20-year term, as previously approved by a prior NAA board, is granted. Further, for reference, the National Airport Authority Addendum 2, E1459, dated August 30, 2004. Said term to run from June 1, 2024, through midnight May 31, 2044, upon the same terms and conditions as the lease now in effect. And that 2, the association is granted a second 20-year extension option, commencing June 1, 2044, subject to renegotiation of the ground rent. And that 3, the Nashua Airport Authority Secretary will cause a notice of lease extension to be recorded in the Hillsborough County Registry of Deeds. Second. Any further discussion?
Yeah, so this motion changes the typical renewals that I see.
How so?
This one says that in 2044, it's subject to renegotiation, the ground rent only, and not all the terms and conditions.
That is correct, but that's what it asks for.
So you're moving it, that be approved.
Indeed. So with regard to the ground rent, as opposed to all terms and conditions, my anticipation is that really the terms and conditions in these leases, you know, are good and they're sufficient, and they're not likely to need any revisions. They haven't in the past. I don't see that they're going to need, you know, any revisions moving forward. If the situation comes up where something's discovered that you know, it's like something needs to be revised, I think we could take up that business at that time. But as a general matter of course, and you know, hopefully to simplify things, you know, we leave open the possibility for, you know, the future board to, you know, revise the ground lease.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Chris.
Just so you're aware of this, Brian, the New Hampshire DOT Bureau of Aeronautics and the FAA, when they came through and did a Part 13 investigation as well as a land use inspection, they inspected every single lease that we have, And these leases have to follow some very strict guidelines with the FAA and the Bureau of Aeronautics due to the fact that we're signed up on these grant assurances for all the federal funding that we've received. Mm-hmm. And they met all of these guidelines to a T. And we've even been approached by other airports to use our blank copies of our leases because everybody knows that we have the best leases in the business right now. And we can't stray from what the FAA wants in the leases, so to speak.
Do we have any further discussion? Okay. So all of those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye. And any opposed? Okay. The motion carries.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
So, new business. First item up, selection for airport planning and engineering services.
Yeah, I'm just going to put forward a motion after careful consideration of all qualified applicants for the submission for providing services, professional airport engineering services to the National Airport. I put forth a motion that we select Gale Associates as the most qualified applicant for providing these services. This is in part and parcel to the normal regular selection process of the airport engineer. So I'll put that forward.
Thanks. I'll second. Do we have any discussions around retaining Gale as our engineer? I believe that you folks are the only engineering firm who responded to our to our request.
I just would request in the future to be able to see the RFP and then a vote on the contract. I was just curious what we
have there as an RFP. Yeah, were the rates included in the RFP?
The rates? Rates are irrelevant according to the FAA. We have to choose based on the most qualified bidder.
Because the FAA pays the rates.
You can't pick the low bidder. You have to pick the most qualified. And I believe that no one else submitted because Gale's done so much work on the airport and it's such a large scale, this airport, that no one else in the area qualifies.
I'm very happy with their work. I just would be interested in seeing the RFP. Okay. No disrespect intended to anyone.
Okay. It was on our posted on our website, and it was also listed in the National Telegraph.
Okay, do we have any further discussion? Okay. All in favor of retaining Gale Associates as our airport engineers?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay. Well, that is unanimous. Thank you.
Should we go after dinner?
Okay, so the next item under new business, for properties, renewal of land leases for three properties, 1503, 1506, and 1507. Greg, would you like to speak to
this? Sure, yeah. Gentlemen, thank you. I appreciate the time. Greg, we're going to be for the record. My letter... this story is pretty similar to the 109 folks. It's got a couple of little twists to it, so I'll go through those. I put the letter together with the request to renew the terms as they existed in the lease, simply because at the time that I did it, I wasn't sure what the current tone and thoughts were of the board members, and since it was already in print, I simply asked for it. Since then, I've been in conversations with board members, management, colleagues, and such. I've come to, realize that the 2020 is becoming the norm for the airport. Ours is a little bit different. All three of those are actually 2020 leases, so So they're a little bit different. I mean, Shane can probably speak to whether or not there's other leases, or Chris can, whether there's other leases that are like that. But that's neither here nor there. So our situation is also a little bit different in that we are seeking financing, and I do have a lender that has weighed in and basically requiring this, which is why time is of the essence. And I'm just here to open up a dialogue and answer any questions and discuss it.
My understanding is that you want to pretty much keep everything in place and extend these things for, I guess, at least the 20 and 20.
Correct.
I think it's actually pretty exciting from this side of the table that they're investing in the airport. And you know, I think it's really exciting for us to be able to invest in, doing what we can to make sure that you're successful.
Okay.
And I don't, again, subject to the other discussion that we just had, as long as there's nothing in those leases that would preclude us, that if there's anything really big that we need to address, I don't see any reason why we wouldn't do it. That going through some of the detail of some of the other provisions, I can't. But again, with your lender coming in, they're probably going to be a little tighter than we would ever be.
Yeah.
Given their.
That I can assure you.
Again, this gets back to the fact this is your buildings, not ours. So we got a lot more stake. Lenders got a lot more stake than we do. So, I don't know. That's kind of, so I think what we need to do, what we should do to help you get to where you need to be without hurting us.
Well, right. We're looking for it to be a win-win for everybody.
Sure. Anyway, Ryan, what do you see? Anything that jumps out at you?
First of all, I definitely agree that the whole intent is, the airport is here for all of you folks. That's what it's here for. What I'm still trying to get my arms around is things. You talked about the rate. Land lease revenue is down. Essentially, flat is still down a little bit. I don't even know. In all the information I've been provided, I have no way of determining what anybody pays for anything. So that's the difficulty, I guess, in reviewing whether, we're going out 40-some-odd years here in some of these things. And it's an interesting dynamic that I don't understand exactly why it's all seeming to come to a head right now. There are some interesting language that I think is really interesting and important to have that in these leases that say the lessor, meaning us, are cognizant of the need of the lessee to finance its leasehold interest in the buildings, et cetera, et cetera. The term of any such mortgage shall not exceed the initial term hereof. And so I understand how everyone's trying to match up there, or at least have their lease term be as long as their financing. But I think it's an interesting question for us going forward. Is there anyone out there that has mortgages that extend beyond the end of their lease? It's in the non-airport realm, typically you don't have banks requiring that you get a lease renewed before, especially if you have automatic renewals and things in there. So I'm still trying to get my arms around all these things, and I don't quite understand why they all seem to be coming to a head right now. And I guess I don't quite exactly understand in this realm, for these three, whether we're asking for just, they don't expire for 7 years. They don't renew for 7 years, and one of them doesn't renew for 14 more years. So to renew that one, we're actually getting renewal 14 years in advance to go another 24 years. And are we asking for all renewals, which would go through for 94 years from now? Or are we just asking, is the motion just for a renewal of the
for the next 20 years. After 2034.
My understanding is that the lenders is a typical 20-year, or even 15-year commercial loan. That's already outside the 14 years that we got. So I'm sure Greg can explain that.
I can speak to that. I can answer it pretty simply. And this is the part that's a little bit different than my letter. Because my letter essentially, you know, I knew this was going to be a discussion point. So the letter simply asks for the original 2020. What I'm really trying to get to is if we can exercise, and quite frankly, it's very similar to these guys' situation. If we can exercise our rights to renew, which is due in 7 years to two of the properties and 14 in the third, if we can exercise that right today, put the terms and conditions in place for that 20-year period, and get an option for another 20 to go on the back side of that, that will satisfy them.
Okay.
So, it's in essence, it's exactly the same thing with these guys.
Can I offer some institutional memory? One of the things that complicates the Nashville Airport is the Airport Authority does not own the land. So, for instance, 4 years ago, maybe, somebody came before the board looking for a commercial loan, and they discovered it would go beyond the time of the Airport Authority's lease with the city for the land.
But that's a mood issue. That's
right. So, but my point is that this complicates the situation,
right?
Because the Airport Authority is a tenant, and we are subleasing,
right?
And which, so when a lender looks at that,
right, well,
they
that,
need
that,
more
that's
teeth
not
to
an issue. That's not an issue, because what Greg is saying is what he needs, not what he's asking for in the letter, but what he needs is a 20-20.
Right.
Okay.
So maybe I can boil that down for all of us after kind of going through this, correct me if I'm wrong.
Please.
So for E1503, we'd be looking at the current term expiring on 2034. And we would look for an extension up to 2054. Right? So that's the 20.
An option for the
correct. And then an option, and then in 2054, that's when we could get another option for 20 to be negotiated.
Okay. So that's what you're looking for tonight. On those three, obviously, we go
out. Yeah, there's two. You know, it's a little confusing because there's two different dates. Two of them are on one date, and one is on us.
Right. So I'm just trying to break out. You know, then we go to 2094 and 2114, which we're just going to take those off.
If it is helpful, if I may,
sure.
In advance of this meeting, because there's been so much discussion, and I kind of have to that this. I put it in a format that at least, I mean, because I started getting confused, and I know what the hell that is.
So we're going to caveman to do it?
Yeah.
I think we can do this by web.
I'm trying to that, you know, assuming that my typing skills were intact and I got the dates right, I think those dates are correct.
So, just for everybody doesn't have a copy, let's start with the singular, which is the 2034, 1503, right?
Yes.
So, what you're asking for are three parts. According to the option available in the existing lease, four properties, LLC is hereby granted the extension to the lease with lots D 1503 for a 20-year term commencing on October 1, 2034, and running through midnight September 30, 2054, under the same terms and conditions now in effect. Everything stays the same through 2054. Part 2, granted an additional 20-year term commencing October 1st, 2054, for said lot E1503, subject to renegotiation of the ground rent, and that 3, National Airport Authority Secretary will cause notice of lease extension reporting for our county registry fees.
And this amazing sense of data group.
Great minds.
So basically, keep it all the same until 54, put in an option to 74. So that would be 1503. And very similar then for 1506 and 7, which happen to be coincidental dates. Grant extension for those lots for a 20-year term commencing on March 2027, running through February 2047 under the same terms. And again, an additional 20 option from that point, March 1st, 2047, subject to renegotiation of ground rent, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So essentially, same to 54 plus 20, and then the same
to 47 plus 20.
Correct. Well, I'm personally thrilled that you're looking to invest in the properties and you know, making improvements, and we're going to have better services and here at the airport because of that. So,
well, we're committed. I think there's a lot of great things that we have planned, and I think that everyone's going to benefit.
I'm personally very happy that you're choosing to invest, here at the National Airport. So, I fully support these, extensions.
Is there any other discussions? Or ready for a motion?
Brian, I can help you get a little comfortable with the rate thing.
It's not going to happen. And the terms here, everyone's putting in new terms on the renegotiation period of only the rent and not the terms, which seems like a specific intent to change language from
to
limit the ability to. We're binding the what the airport can do in 50 years. I hate coming off as the bad guy because I really do appreciate and I really value. I think it's great that you're going to take out a 20-year mortgage, and that if you're taking a 20-year mortgage, that's going to be a lot of money you're planning to put into your facilities, into the airport. I think that's all great, but when I sit on this side of the table, I feel like I have a responsibility to make sure that all these documents or legal documents that deal with things we never wished we would have had to ever consider dealing with. So I feel like I have a bit of an obligation just to protect the airport from that perspective. That's all.
Shame to you.
Director Law, I'd like to address you directly. Shane McLaughlin for the record. I appreciate your desire to protect the airport. One of the most important things you can do to help protect the airport is to help encourage private investment, private enterprise. If I can, I'd like to address a point you raised on the issue of the ground rent. The lease is before you now. You're new to the board. The leases before you are 98% boilerplate, as Manager Lynch mentioned earlier. These are... most of the language is directly from, if you haven't read it, I don't recommend it, unless you've got a week to spend, but this document is called the 5190.6B. It's an FAA document. As those of you in the room have seen it, many of us have. That 3.5 inches thick, Brian. It spells out in lavender, I might be hedging on a percentage, but 85% of the language in the lease, in our leases. Remember, these leases were drafted by Corporation Council, City Corporation Council, with the assistance of private investors here at the airport, myself included. Now there's Steve Bolton, City Corporation Council, most recently. The leases, and I remarked that on this point at our last meeting, are substantively identical. I can represent that, and unless anybody wants to offer a comment to the contrary, Brian, they're substantively identical, one lease to the other to the other. You made the point a moment ago, why is this all coming up now? It's not. This is routine. You're new to the board. You haven't seen this because you haven't been here. But over the course of the year, I don't know how many tenants we have here at National Airport that the authority is fortunate to have that are willing to make an investment at tremendous personal risk, financial risk, in the aviation industry, which I'm sure you're probably beginning to see is one of the riskier ones, coronavirus notwithstanding, or whatever else comes down the pipe. And the Airport Authority here is fortunate to have those investors. On the issue of the ground rent, turning back to that point, there's nothing to change in these leases from one lease to the other, unless you want to take away more rights from a tenant. There isn't anything else to do. Most of the language has to do with things, for example, force majeure, which, you, as you know in your industry, there's a nuclear war, the government can come in and can take control of the airport and have some. Insurance requirements. Director Heath, you addressed that earlier. Yes, that's in there. You might make a change in that. But rest assured, by the way, on the insurance requirements, each and every one of us that owns a facility insures it to the fullest extent we can possibly afford, and that we will be able to get insurance for, recognizing that these are limited-use properties with limited terms. They're not a fee simple. You're not owning a piece of real estate with a warehouse on it, for example, that you can pass on to your children. No. This is something different. The only term in these leases that I would suggest or submit, if you will, to the airport authority that really matters to you folks is the ground lease rent portion of it. The rest of it is absolutely all boilerplate. If a change is required, the FAA, in my view, has the ability to say to the airport authority, because it is written into the leases if you go through them, that these leases are subject to federal rules and regulations. That includes 5190.6b or 6c or d or whatever is going to be coming down the pike. So, Director Law, if the FAA come out with a new provision that you need to have a satellite antenna pointed at the moon on top of your building, that becomes part of the lease. You don't even need to write it in, if you will. I don't mean to be facetious about it, but...
No, but that's a critical point, and that's one that I haven't found. So, and that's one thing I have noticed a couple of the leases are slightly different as it relates to what they could be used, the wordage about has to be an airport hangar or has to be parking an office. And I know that the airport has dealt with that in the recent past, so... So those I was wondering how you dealt with if the FAA or Homeland Security or things like that come down with new rules and regulations. How do they get dealt with in terms of, you know, it's a new rule or regulation that a property in the airport has to do X. I didn't know how those things got dealt with.
And that's a good question.
New rules come down the road, and now all of these leases are bound to have the same terms we have in 2020 and 2094.
So a clause that, you know, there's a feature that I believe exists in all the leases, the subordination clause.
Yes.
You can.
No, you're Darrell is absolutely correct. All of those leases are, Brian, are subordinate to federal rules and regulations. If any of that, and it doesn't have to be written into the current lease. It's almost overthink.
You're a lawyer. I'm surprised you say that.
Well, I can say that because I know, because I've dealt with this, Brian, and I helped draft these leases in the first place with City Corporation Council.
Yeah. No, that's not going to work necessarily, is it? You know, the FAA rules trump. Oh, sorry, I'm going to use that
one. Yeah, don't use that one. Oh, that's a good word.
You know, that's actual. So we don't have to, if something comes down the pipe, we don't have to renegotiate that document. Because that, the FAA rules override that. So we don't have to change it. It already gets changed.
No, I think you're absolutely right.
So the only thing that we do have any say over is the ground lease.
And with respect to individual leases that have to do with parking, for example, some of the properties are landlocked, or they're inside the fence.
Inside and outside.
Well, parking is, you know, it's a different scenario there. One of the suggestions I'd make to you is this, is that Nashville Airport is not broken, and the lease structure here is... it's not broken. And the lease structure here has worked extremely effectively. In fact, it's worked so effectively, Nashville Airport is one of the most successful airports in New England at a time when general aviation has experienced significant declines. It's the most successful airport in New Hampshire, right? Save for maybe Manchester, which relies on scheduled carrier service. If you look at Rochester, I'm sure you've perhaps had a chance to visit Rochester, and you've seen the steady decline that's occurred there. You've seen the decline in Pease that's occurred. except for the business development park on the outside of the airport. We don't have that type of a situation. That's an apples and oranges type of comparison. But you look at Keene, you look at Claremont, you look at Berlin, you look at Concord. Concord, which is our in our capital, ought to be a flourishing field. It's not. One of the primary reasons that Nashville is because of the policies that have been in effect, the leases, the lease terms that have been, that have the provisions they have in them now.
Because of the board.
And on this ground rent, it's a very reasonable and sensible provision to have that in there. That protects you. And with respect to the other provisions, I would submit to you, unless you intend to give more rights to your tenants than they currently have, there's nothing more to change in it that the FAA or New Hampshire DOT or local zoning ordinance already doesn't have the right to do in the first place. You're not doing anything otherwise. You're not giving anything up from your standpoint. And I think it's a very reasonable provision.
Just a quick question here. I know it's short money, but will all these tenants reimburse us for recording these things? That's how it works?
Yes.
That's how it's worked in the past. Yeah.
$25.
Recording fees?
Recording. And it's $25 administrative fees for the tenants.
Is that, you know, I would argue in your case, for previous, you know, previous board neglected to record this one extension.
Oh.
And you know, we're going to fix that.
Appreciate it.
It's already been fixed.
Excellent. Thank you.
Susan took care of that.
Other yes.
So do we want to read this? Two separate motions, but one combined. And this is similar, but I can read this too.
Just make it one.
Make it one? Okay.
Yeah, make it one.
Okay. So, I put forward a motion.
They just got a motion.
That in accordance with the option available to the existing lease, Four Properties LLC is hereby granted an extension. The lease associated with lots 1503 for a 20-year term commencing on October 1, 2034 and running through midnight September 30, 2054 under the same conditions and terms now in effect. To that same note, in accordance with the option available to the existing leases, Four Properties LLC is hereby granted an extension to those leases associated with lots 1506 and 1507 for a 20-year term commencing on March 1, 2027 and running through midnight February 20, 2047 under the same terms and conditions now in effect. In that, Four Properties LLC is granted an additional 20-year term commencing October 1, 2054 for lot E1503, subject to renegotiation of the ground rent, and that Four Properties LLC is granted an additional 20-year term commencing March 1, 2047 for lots E1506 and E1507, subject to renegotiation of the ground rent, and that the National Airport Authority Secretary will cause a notice of lease extension to be recorded in the Hillsborough County Registry of Deeds for all aforementioned lots 1503, 1506, and 1507.
So I would like to offer one small change in the second clause of each of these. We made this change for 1459. So that change is to grant an additional 20-year extension option.
Grant an additional 20-year option for all parcels.
Correct.
1503. So as an addendum to that previous motion, that all three parcels, E1503, 1506, and 1507. Be granted an additional 20-year term extension upon expiration or the end of the second term thereof. Aforementioned.
That's an option, right?
Option to extend.
That makes it consistent with previous actions by previous boards.
Yes. So not a true. Okay. So this will be clear. It's an additional 20-year option.
Extension.
Not an additional 20-year term.
Correct. An option.
Okay. With that plea of wording, I'm happy to second that motion. Do we have any further discussion?
Greg, that's okay with you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
I would just, these continue to say renegotiation of the ground rent, and in fairness and for that issue, I'm going to oppose, but I can talk about the reasons again at the end of director's term.
Okay. So, all of those in favor of the combined motion?
Aye.
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 And opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. So that motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
So, upcoming events, I think you hit those earlier in your manager's report, Chris. And that brings us to public input. Shane,
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Shane McLaughlin for the record. We've had quite a bit of discussion tonight. I'm going to stand up, if you don't mind. Just ease up. We've had quite a bit of discussion tonight on the subject of leases. Until just now, the subject of leases have been well established, well understood at Nashua Airport, and have not been problematic at any time in the past. And it's because they work well. There are any number of us here who would be happy to go over and sit down with anyone, including the members of the board, at your convenience, to review the historical antecedents which have led to the structure that we have here now, which is sensible, logical, and successful, and differentiates Nashua fundamentally from so many other airports across New England. This is one of the few airports where people such as Greg Lezon are coming before the authority because they're actually able to get financing for new investment. And when I say new airports, I'm not referring to Manchester, which has got a Southwest or an American Airlines or a Delta or somebody else serving it. I'm not talking about Hanscom, which is a unique situation, their location, location, location. I'm not talking about Logan, but talking about similarly situated small airports such as us. It ain't happening at most of these small airports, Brian, and it's not happening at any other airport in the state of New Hampshire, save for Manchester, except Nashua. And correct me if I'm wrong, Chris, feel free to jump in, but I think I'm correct in that assessment. I'd like to talk about lease rates, just touch upon it for a moment. And I know everybody's looking to go home, and some of us have got some pretty good colds and fighting.
I'm feeling fine, man.
On the lease rate, the land rent rate is not the only rent we pay. In addition to that, the city of Nashua, and I'm sure you're probably aware, charges us taxes on the very land that they're renting to us. Mm-hmm. So we pay that. Mm-hmm. We're also paying full market, well, it is now full market value assessment on the buildings that we own that are on that rented land. Buildings which, subject to the perquisites of an authority member or a vote, we may or may not own, depending upon how you feel or vote at the end of a lease term or 20 years or whatever the ultimate end of lease progression is. That weighs a lot in terms of the investment value, which for a lot of us may be all we have besides some home equity, airplane hangar and an airplane in it. May not be anything else. It's a big deal. I mean, it's a really important thing. And I realize the fiduciary duty that you have, that Farrell, Joe, Bob Scheifel exercised very capably when he was on the authority. I don't mean to diminish that at all or take anything away from it. But there's an extensive institutional history here at the airport that might inform future decisions moving forward, that a number of us, I would suggest anyone in this room would be happy to sit down with you and discuss at length and go over, that might help with some perspective and perhaps lead to a conclusion that might be more readily along the lines of some of the other thinking you're hearing in here. The taxes that we pay here at Nashua Airport are very substantial. As Chris knows, it's close to $850,000, maybe $900,000 a year. It's going in one direction. We all pay it, happy to pay it, but it's a big chunk. I pay almost $600 a day in real estate taxes. It has to come from somewhere. So, yes, our land rent is what it is, but unless you folks decide as an authority, as an entity, that you want to be in the private, in the business, the real estate business, in competition with us, help us out. The question is not how high can you make our rent, it's how low can you keep it. Because you're not a for-profit institution. Yes, there are some suggestions in the 5196B that I mentioned to you earlier. Self-sufficiency, that is a goal. It is not a mandate. That's important to bear in mind. If it was a mandate, we wouldn't be in business, and most of us here wouldn't be here, because you wouldn't be able to afford to pay for the fuel because of the cost of doing business that would entail necessarily otherwise. So there are a number of different factors here. On the subject, for example, of financing and underwriting for capital improvements, something we're all looking forward to, I've got a door I have to replace in a hangar. Doors run $20,000 to $40,000. Big investment. Multiply that by six. The number one question I get from an underwriter, we get audited twice a year by our underwriters. The number one question is lease. Let's look at your leases. When do they terminate? All of your buildings. The second question, lease. When does it terminate? The third question, what are your leases? And then, how are you doing? What are the books? What was your revenue? It's lease, lease, lease. The other factor in terms of when someone does come in or someone has an underwriting opportunity, I'm not privy to Greg Lezon's particular situation, but I can speak for my own because we were there only a couple of years ago appearing before the board on a request on a renewal on a building, is that one building alone isn't often enough to justify an underwriter in a land lease situation where you've got a 20 or a 20 plus 20 extending credit to you. They want three or four buildings, which are currently unencumbered. But that's three or four different leases. Because of the way the airport was developed, Ryan, often there's a different lease for each piece, and so it works like that. Somebody has suggested once, well, why don't we all line them up? You know what? You don't need to. It's actually fine the way it works right now. It's actually been working very smoothly. I know everybody wants to go home. I want to make a comment about the insurance. I think I touched upon that. We're all doing our best to insure to the extent we can. We have very strict requirements in terms of the insurance we carry on our buildings, in terms of covering airplanes and so forth that are in. There you have it. I'd like to suggest I'd be delighted to sit down with you in the future. Mm-hmm. Your convenience, talk to you about it, and give you a historical perspective on the airport, leases, how they were structured, what they mean, and how they work. But also some of the important dynamics in terms of being subject to federal rules and regulations. As every lease says, we're subject to all state, federal, and local rules and regulations, including your own. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity to present tonight.
Thank you. Anybody else for public input this evening? Okay, with that, I'll open the floor up to director's comments. We'll start with Joe.
Nothing. I usually like to have a nice little everybody do well. Seems like the bugs are on the loose, so going out the door quickly. I'm not sure which one. Thank you, everybody.
You're last.
No, get them all now.
I got one. Thank
you. Okay. So I would like to thank people for their work on clarifying some of the language around these renewals. And again, reminding us of what we have
done in the past with lease renewals and some of the whys and the wherefores. I think it's still important to remind ourselves of some of that in an effort to help us feel a little more comfortable about what's transpiring and hopefully what will transpire again in the future. With respect to why are we seeing, like a handful of these now, I was motivated recently to go back to the Registry of Deeds website and I got to play with their new web interface, which is marginally better than what they had.
Isn't it much better than what they had?
But what I noticed was that there were a flurry of renewals that occurred, say, in the summertime of 2004, and another little flurry again in 2007. And I think some of that has to do with there were building spreads here at the airport. So you build a few buildings back in, say, like 1984. You build
was built
in
1981.
You build another handful in 1987. So I think that's why we're seeing these things come up in various kinds of spurts.
Okay.
Again, we'll get some out of band stuff to do because Greg wants to make improvements, and the lender's saying, I need more than 14 years out of sleep.
Right.
So then we get some out of band ones to come before us too.
We had the same thing 15 years ago when we bought the building across the street. And it was come before the board and get a lease extension.
And actually, my own condo association, I might be writing the airport authority a letter in the not too distant future.
Your diary.
We have, Well, we have a unit that may turn over in the not too distant future for the very unfortunate reason that its owner passed away in an airplane crash last October. So I haven't spoken to his wife, but I would imagine at some point she's going to wish to sell that unit. I believe my building's ground lease expires in 2027. So that's all I have to say on that. Brian?
So I joined this board because I grew up, here on the airport. I took flying lessons here myself, been with my mom and landed a hot air balloon right down the taxiway.
That was you.
So I do consider it a gem, and I think it's great that there's investment. I just feel an obligation when I sit on this side of the table to make sure that I'm doing all the due diligence that I should be doing. And so I'm trying to get up to speed, and when I see renewals get changed in the way they're worded, without having myself be completely up to speed or just feeling like I'm not quite comfortable with that element to it, I feel an obligation to respond the way I have. But I will make a commitment that, I've already been working with Susan a little bit, created a form and to get totally up to speed on all of the ins and outs of, the lease rates. And, it's interesting from a guy who's a real estate guy that you read the leases, they talk about it's 5 cents per square foot times, 5 cents per square foot times 12, blah, blah, blah. But nowhere in that lease that I was given does it say how many square feet it is. So you can't actually calculate the rent. Now, in one of them, I saw an appendix that said, here's the calculation that says how many square feet it is. Anyway, my commitment to you is that I will get completely up to speed, and I want to be seen as a resource and a complete advocate for this airport and everyone that's on it. And I hope that no one goes away from this meeting feeling that I am a problem. That's not my intent. But I also feel like that anyone in the city of Nashua and the and aeronautics, FAA, everything, also completely feels like that I'm doing my due diligence. That's where I'm trying to dot all those I's, cross all those T's, and be the best resource I can be to everyone. So that's the
question. Yes, please.
Does the airport keep a plot plan for each of the leases?
Yeah, there's a number of leagues, something on it.
Because I like the plot plan I have here tonight, it shows me how many square feet.
So I'm working with Susan on that.
That's also listed on the GIS website for the city of Nashua.
Okay.
All the plots are, all the lot numbers are there.
So that's one way to get to the number that you...
So I'm working on one spreadsheet. It's going to list all the leases, square footage, when they're going to renew, and we can all have that as a...
I have several different worksheets, all the same workbook.
Yeah.
In the calculations, because there's such a complex calculation, this formula is set up in this worksheet that has the square footage it has. So when the new rate comes out, it's just a matter of entering that number and calculating it
right
first. That worksheet is different from the one that I have for installations, because then it just gets too big. So I have two different ones.
Thank you.
So anyway, what he said. Now, don't ever read anything from any one of us up here as being anything but an advocate for this airplane. You know, we've all had a different experience. We've all been hanging around this airport different periods of time. Sometimes, you know, we take things for granted. Oh, well, yeah, of course that's the way it's done. We all know that. That's just the way it's done. Well, sometimes that's nice, but sometimes, you know, where you... You are in a fiduciary role. You got to ask a few more questions, that's all. Doesn't mean you don't like the airport. Doesn't mean you're not trying to be an advocate for the airport. You're just doing your job. So just, you know, we're all here for you. And we'll all get her done. So do that kind of stuff. Before I do this,
okay. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Fourth day, motion to adjourn.
Okay, I'll second that motion. All those in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Okay, we are done. Thank you.